Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one from my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I hope you check that out and use it to your advantage. Ravi Hutsingsing is here. Ravi is he's a cultural diplomat. But at one point in time, he was the guitarist for the musical group, The Brothers Hanson. Yes, I know. Go crazy, ladies. I know you loved them. And how about that? So when you saw them on television, you probably saw Ravi, his handsome face there, wailing on the guitar. Ravi Hutsingsing, thanks again for being here. How was that experience?
Oh, it was amazing, Jim. You know, it was. I often call it the Harvard Business School of rock and roll. I learned so much, you know, on-the-job training
right.
about the industry that I loved and the right. industry that I wanted to be a part of, you know, for the rest of my life.
Did you like working with the brothers?
Yeah, you know, they were the three of the nicest guys. You know, they were only 11, 14, and 16.
I know, it's ridiculous.
Time, believe it.
So they were babies. So you helped raise them. Is that right? Basically, you helped raise them?
I'll take a little credit for that. I was the older guy in the band that was hired, you know, probably partly for that purpose. I had some experience under myself.
You were the only one. You were the only one who'd gone through puberty, right?
That's pretty much the case, yeah. My voice was the only one that didn't change that year.
I got you. Well, all right. Well, that's we're glad to know that, folks, about Ravi. Ravi, folks, is in near Santiago, Chile. He's down there working with them. And Ravi, can you stay an extra segment and talk about that experience?
I'd be happy
there?
To.
All
Absolutely.
Right, hang on. So stand by. We're gonna get to that in a minute, folks. But before we do, let's talk about jobs of the future, because I know you're thinking about millennial jobs of the future. In the previous segment, we talked about the adulting issues, the adulting, some of the myths and the truths about the millennial generation. When you look forward 10 years, how do you see the workplace, especially with regard to millennials? What do you think, or any generation, how do you think things are going to look in 10 years?
Well, I think if I can, let's just take us more like 20 years forward and work backwards, because I think that's how we're going to see what the jobs in 10 years are. I would say in 20 years or more, what we're really looking at are industries that, you know, have zero marginal cost. So we're looking at things like renewable energies. We're looking at 3D printing. We're looking at network neutrality and all of those types of things that require a very different infrastructure than what we have.
And a lot of the things you just described involves the supply chain.
Exactly.
The
it does.
Supply chain is going to be heavily impacted
years,
by this.
We're going to see the building of that infrastructure.
Yes. All right.
So that's short-lived, because once we get to zero marginal cost, we see a lot of AI come into this. We see a lot of technology come to this, and we see a displacement of jobs, I believe.
One thing we need to point out, jobs are being displaced for the last 20 years. I mean, this kind of began at the turn of the new millennium. I reported the jobless recovery that we had in 2003 and 2004. We're still doing that. You're saying this is going to continue to go on for 20 more years at least?
Well, I think certainly for 10 more years. You know, PricewaterhouseCoopers tells us, you know, that close to 40% of jobs are going to be automated in the next 10 years.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that process isn't going to create a lot of new jobs.
Isn't it interesting, though, Ravi? Let's look at the present time for a moment. Six years ago, you and I might have said the same thing about 2019. Here we are with more digital automation than we've ever imagined we could possibly have, and yet we have full employment. Isn't there some paradoxical scenarios that we could have out there?
Yes. Well, I think there are, but you know, I really do question our unemployment, our great unemployment figures right now, because I think we have to also put that in the context of underemployment. I think a lot of people may be employed but are underemployed.
There's probably a lot of I do think that's something we're going to see in 10 years, 20 years across the generations. And I don't think that's a political I don't think that's political or even Wall Street's fault necessarily. I think it's just the technology, don't you?
I agree. That's the evolution of technology that we have. And as a society, we're going to have to adjust for that. You know, I often tell, in my keynote speeches, I often tell my audiences right off the bat, you know, we have to prepare for a society where we're no longer defined by our jobs and careers.
Wow.
So what defines us? We become defined by our culture, and therefore cultural competence and issues like that are the things that we have to educate for in order to make sure that we have
kids
who are lifelong learners.
But you know, the reason my wife doesn't want me to retire is because she doesn't want me walking around the house with nothing to do. And I mean, are earthlings, is it going to be good for earthlings to walk around with nothing to do?
No, I don't think, historically, certainly it's not a good situation. It often results in violence and things like that. So that's why I speak so much in the education
industry. And decadence.
As well. We do have to
decadence.
Educate.
Don't forget that.
Say that again?
Decadence.
Decadence. Absolutely.
You got nothing to do and you're not worried about feeding yourself, it turns into decadence, right?
Yeah. No, absolutely. It can turn into incredible indulgence, but also if we appropriately educate for it and inspire to, you know, do things that are positive in the world and create beautiful art. And, you know, I always say world peace, you know, that's a good thing to educate for. And the reason why I say that is not because it just sounds like a great idea, but because it's in a sharing economy, world peace is actually profitable.
With so much prosperity at our fingertips, why aren't we fighting each other, Ravi? I know that's what you talk about all the time.
Exactly.
I need your website quickly,
absolutely.
Please.
RaviUnites.com.
RaviUnites.com. Ravi's going to stay with us, folks, after the break. He'll be back.
Stay with us.
I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.